Fox News has put out a story. The moons of some giant alien planets could host life. Now this is interesting. There was also a recent story about organic, some type of organic matter, not life, but found on Mars. And actually, if you want, well, you could pick up my book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, because we talk about that stuff a lot. But Dr. Michael Heiser has put out a short blog or article, whatever you want to call it, on that. I suggest you go read it. It's good stuff. He's always top notch when it comes to alien UFO stuff and how Christians should look at it. So just look up Dr. Michael Heiser, Mars Life Discovery, whatever, you'll find it. Or you can just go to drmsh.com. That's his website. You can find it there. But researchers, and it shows how prevalent this whole alien stuff is in our culture, like how badly people really want this to be true. And hey, like I said in The Day the Earth Stands Still, I don't know if there's life out there. Maybe there is. I don't think that if there is life out there in the universe, I don't think it's connected to the UFO and alien abduction the multiple form of phenomena. I don't think it's connected to those. I don't think the UFO phenomenon and the alien abduction phenomenon are even necessarily related. But you'll have to get that book or just look at my interviews. If you can't afford the book, that's fine. All that's at joshpeckdisclosure.com. But so Fox News reports that researchers have identified more than 100 giant exoplanets that might have potentially life-hosting moons. And the new analysis could change the way that scientists search for life in the cosmos. So that search has generally focused on places more or less like Earth, rocky planets in what's called the habitable zone or the Goldilocks zone of their host star, that just right range of distances where liquid water could potentially exist on a world surface. So Jupiter-like planets don't seem like good candidates in this regard because they have no discernible surface. But the rocky moons of such gas giants might be a different story. And so the team members of this study has said this. It's actually the study is called How Habitable Zones for Alien Planets and Stars Work. And it's infographic. So, quote, this comes from study co-author Stephen Kane, an associate professor of planetary astrophysics at UCR and a member of UCR's Alternative Earths Astrobiology Center. It's a long title, but he said, quote, there are currently 175 known moons orbiting the 8 places in our solar system. While most of these moons orbit Saturn and Jupiter, which are outside of the sun's habitable zone, they may not be the case in other solar systems, including rocky exomoons. In our search for life in space will greatly expand the places we can look, end quote. The research team pored through the data bases of NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, which has discovered about 70% of the 3,700 known exoplanets to date. They flagged 121 gas giants that appear to orbit in the habitable zone. Now, no exomoons have yet been confirmed, but if those huge exoplanets have natural satellites, which seems likely, given how common moons are in our own solar system, they could be especially promising abodes for life, study team members said. So, for example, potential life forms on their surfaces could tap energy coming directly from their star and light reflected off their parent planet as well. So here's another quote. This is from the study's lead author, Michelle Hill, who's an undergraduate student at the University of Southern Queensland, who is working with Kane. Now she says, quote, now that we have created a database of known giant planets in the habitable zone of their star, observations of the best candidates for hosting potential exomoons will be made to help refine the expected exomoon properties. And, not end quote. There's a little bit more. Continuing quote. Our follow-up studies will help inform future telescope design so that we can detect these moons, study their properties, and look for signs of life. So the new study has been accepted for publication in the Astrophysical Journal, and you can read a copy of it for free online. So interesting stuff. I'm curious to know what you think about this. Is this just a fruitless effort? Is this a fruitless search? Should we not even be wasting money on this? There's a good case that could be made for that. Or is it the most important thing ever and we absolutely should be searching out there? You know, I think if we're going to be doing space stuff, I like the idea of privatized companies handling it instead of the government. Because some people just feel that we shouldn't be messing around with that, and that's fine. I don't think that their taxpayer dollars should go to fund something that they don't believe it should, you know, that they have some objection to. That's why I like the idea of privatized companies. If they want to go and do it, fine, you know, whatever. But, you know, just as a whole, just the larger moral issue, I'm still split because I think it's fascinating. I don't think we're going to find anything, but if we find anything, I don't think that we'll be told. And if we are told, we're not going to be left to interpret it for ourselves. What would happen is if they discovered life, for one thing, if they discovered life, they likely, you know, if it's the government doing it, likely would not tell us. Privatized company might not tell us either. They wouldn't have really any, they wouldn't have any obligation to, although if they did, like if there was some sort of life race out in the cosmos and you had different privatized companies competing, the first one to make that discovery would go down in history forever. I mean, that would just be huge. So, you know, maybe with a privatized company, we might get some more honesty. Although then that would also, but you get the same with the government, that would also expand the temptation to fake something, you know, but I think there would be, you know, I think in our technological age, there'd be a lot of checks and balances and it would be hard to fake. Still could happen though. But so that's one way of looking at it. But yeah, if it is found, whoever finds it, whether it's the government or a privatized company, whether it's a single cell or an actual, you know, like an animal type creature or a conscious being, it's going to be interpreted for us. There's no reality where we're just going to get the facts. You know, this is exactly what happened. This is what we see. And now we leave it to the public to decide what it means. They'll weave in what it means in with the explanation of what is found. They do this all the time. I mean, you do this in any, look at any story that we've even looked at today or throughout this whole channel, the headline, even right in the headline, you get the opinion of who's ever supposedly reporting on the news. It doesn't matter what they're talking about. If you're watching the weekly show, we've already seen this about three or four times just in this show so far. So there's no reality where we don't have to deal with separating out the facts from the opinion of whoever is giving us, you know, the news. Now, what if it's not life? What if it's like an artifact or something? Like, what if they actually do find a confirmed artifact on the moon or Mars, and it's something from some ancient civilization years ago or something? Yeah, and some would say that that's already been found. And I don't know if it has, but I would say if it ever is found, we'll see exactly what we're seeing now with people who think that they have been found. It'll be obscured. We'll be laughed at for believing that it might be real. And then they'll sit on it until they can best capitalize on it. Now, again, this is why I like privatized companies, because I think a privatized company would have more incentive to be honest, though also, again, privatized companies have more incentive to fake something. So, you know, it's hard to tell, but I am interested to know your opinions about this. Leave me a comment in the comment section below.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.